USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As daylight arrives on the Florida Panhandle, we'll just start to hear what the damage really is from what was a Category 4 Hurricane Michael, which came ashore yesterday with 155-mile-an-hour winds. Only three other storms making landfall in the U.S. as a Category 5, which this one nearly was. It fell short by just 2 miles an hour sustained winds, according to the National Hurricane Center's John Calagossi.
The emphasis from here on out is going to be very heavy rainfall threat and tropical storm conditions across the southeast states. We do think that all of this will spread offshore into the Atlantic by Thursday night.
Currently heading through Georgia, it will also soak the Carolinas. FBI Chief Christopher Wray says the Bureau's involved in about 5,000 terrorism investigations around the globe, including 1,000 investigations involving homegrown terror. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's not surprised by yesterday's downturn in the Wall Street indices. He says the market is having somewhat of a correction. The Dow dropped 800 points yesterday, all three indices losing at least 3% of their value. President Trump signing into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act. That's to lower the cost for the estimated 60% of all Americans taking prescription meds.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
John Clemens reporting there. The president today to have lunch at the White House with rapper Kanye West. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender decides to switch parties again. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is demanding answers about the fate of a missing writer and critic of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government completely denies any involvement in Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. The White House says top officials have spoken with the Saudi crown prince to urge transparency in the investigation.
We are very disappointed to see what's going on. We don't like it. We don't like it at all.
The Washington Post contributor was last seen last week entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Post reports Saudi officials were heard on U.S. intercepts discussing a plan to kidnap him. Turkish officials accused Saudi Arabia of not cooperating with Turkey's investigation into the disappearance of the journalist. They released video footage and the names of a 15-member Saudi team suspected of ties to the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.